WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More about the Trump administration being temporarily blocked by the Supreme Court from deporting Venezuelans it says are criminal gang members. Trump border czar Tom Homan.
I believe we're removing public safety threats and terrorists, designated terrorists, to that prison in El Salvador.
Back from El Salvador, where he met one of those deportees, Senator Chris Van Hollen, Maryland Democrat, saying the Trump administration should have to show evidence as part of due process.
They should put up or shut up in court.
Both on ABC's This Week, a surprise appearance that visitors will always remember from today's Easter service at St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
Pope Francis, still recovering from pneumonia, delivering the traditional blessing. A slow-moving chain of thunderstorms has more than 30 million Americans on alert. Tornado reports in Nebraska and Iowa. This is ABC News. A U.S. VIP in Rome on Easter, ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from St. Peter's Square.
Vice President J.D. Vance visiting Rome on this Holy Week with his wife, Second Lady Usha, and their three children. The Vatican press office confirming the Pope had a brief private meeting with Vance this morning, the two leaders exchanging Easter greetings. In a post on X, Vance called it an honor to visit the Vatican during Holy Week and a blessing to experience the beauty and reverence of the Good Friday liturgy at St. Peter's Basilica.
An Israeli investigation into the killings of 15 Palestinian medics last month in Gaza by Israeli forces says it has found what it calls professional failures and cites poor night visibility. A deputy commander will be fired. Israel at first claimed that the medics' vehicles did not have emergency signals on when troops opened fire. Cell phone video recovered from one medic contradicted Israel's initial account. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A nonprofit is working to help the farmers who lost federal grant money. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Honor Farmer Contracts Act would order the United States Department of Agriculture to resume paying farmers from previously signed agreements. The Michael Fields Agriculture Institute is one of more than 350 organizations that have signed on to a letter of support to Congress. Ryan Martin, the executive director, says federal cuts have impacted both their network and their organization.
There's also a lot of legal and operational chaos. So we're sort of stuck navigating these legal gray zones around signed contracts. My part-time job right now, unfortunately, has been canceling contracts and laying off contractors, and we've had to lay off several staff.
The act would require the USDA to unfreeze all signed agreements and contracts, make past due payments quickly, and prohibit the agency from canceling contracts unless there is a breach of contract. The sudden cuts blindsided farmers across the country. Hundreds of farmers in the upper Midwest region participate in USDA-funded programs that pay farmers for serving their communities. Clint Bland, owner of Bland Family Farm and Farms of Illinois.
This funding has far more impacts than just paying one farmer. All this food was going out throughout the communities that we were serving to disadvantaged folks who needs food. And then it was also helping the business, and everything was just kind of flowing around. It kept the money right here and helped out the community.
Bland says the uncertainty has forced him to make operational changes, such as staff cuts and modifications to planting strategies to mitigate potential losses. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. On our Easter Sunday, look for some showers in the afternoon with highs reaching the upper 50s. Gusty east winds will develop. For tonight, rain, even some thunderstorms around, and some of that rain will be locally heavy. Breezy as lows drop to the lower 40s. It's 50 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, and I'm dedicating this episode to you, the listeners. Your voices matter, and I want to hear how significantly we influence your lives.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Everlight Solar, and here's this week's episode. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Cripescast. This week, my guest is Ryland Tews. He is an actor. He is a writer. He is the star of Hundreds of Beavers, which you're not familiar. It's a film made right here in Wisconsin. It's super, super funny. It's got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like one of the highest rated films on Rotten Tomatoes. It's won countless awards. It's been at so many festivals. It is the second highest rated film on Letterboxd this year, and it's just a real joy of a movie. I mean, it's great. It's so much fun. I don't think it's technically a silent film, but it does have that vibe, and it's kind of like watching like Looney Tunes had a love child with Charlie Chaplin while The Three Stooges cocked. I don't know. Is that a weird thing? Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing to say. But it's really fun. It's really fun is what I'm trying to say. And it's great to have Ryland on. It's great talking about the local film scene here in Wisconsin, sort of what's possible when you have an idea, how to take it to the next level. So anyway, I'm very excited for this interview. I enjoyed talking to Ryland a lot, and I think you will. I enjoy it too. And also I want to say that Hundreds of Beavers, it is right now, you can see it in theaters in Wisconsin for one night only, December 5th. Go to hundredsofbeavers.com for tickets. And it's going to be in Milwaukee, Madison, Watertown, and La Crosse. And you can follow Hundreds of Beavers at Beaver Film on X, and everywhere else it's at Hundreds of Beavers. And also, folks, I should say, I am on tour. I am going to be in Elkhart, Indiana, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's coming up in the next couple months also. We've got Royal Oak, Michigan coming up, a whole deal. So check it out, charliebarons.com for tickets or cripescast.com. Just click on the tour section. Before we get to the podcast, as always, we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. They are helping out tremendously in the Middle East and around the world. And you can follow them at Doctors Without Borders or go to doctorswithoutborders.org. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is my conversation with Ryland Tews. So your dad made that thing, huh?
Yeah, he made this. He made some other props in the movie too, and he made like the whole merchant stand and the whole like corral thing. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. He's definitely a handyman. So he's definitely someone who I could just at a moment's notice be like, Dad, we need a thing built. You know, like we need a giant apple built. You know, and he'd say, I don't. What you want it made out of wood? Yeah, we need it for like 2 days. You know. And same thing with this, you know, and he made it happen. So
yeah. What is your dad's scrap wood pile look like?
You know, his wood pile is so big that my mom and him moved into our house growing up like 30 years ago. And there's wood at the bottom of the scrap pile that's never been used. Like it's been there day one of like October 1995.
Yeah. I got some scrap wood that came with my place, and it's been moved, and I've looked at it, but that's about it. It's way more badass if you've just never touched it or tried to reorganize the scrap wood pile.
Yeah, absolutely. You just let it rot.
Just let it rot, let it roll, baby. And then you look at some of it and you're like, should I sand that down or is that lead paint? Nah, that's lead paint. Ah. But how bad would it really be? You know, I went to the hardware store the other week, actually, and I was like, hey, so I'm trying to get rid of some lead paint in a safe way. What do you guys have for that? And they're like, yeah, we don't recommend you do that at all, sir. And I was like, there's nothing? You're not going to give me anything? I guess not. You got to take it to a place now.
Yeah, people are too touchy about it. It's the same thing with asbestos. You know, people go crazy about asbestos. So, you know, that puts hair on your chest. All
yeah,
right?
A little bit won't kill you. You know? By the way, I got to put a disclaimer on this podcast right away. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to lead paint or asbestos. So don't take my word for it. Just got to cover both of our asses legally. So there you go.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't listen to the guy with two tankards on his head.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in São Paulo, Brazil.
Whoa. The hell are you doing down there?
Well, my girlfriend actually lives down here. So now I split time between Milwaukee and São Paulo.
Really? That's cool, man. Where'd you meet her?
At a film festival, actually. Fantasia Film Festival in Montreal.
Nice. Last
two summers ago. So, yeah, she had a film there. And I had a film there, and we hit it off. So...
That's great, dude. By the way, congrats on the film. Oh my God, it's so funny and it's so unique. And so you gotta, where did the idea come from?
Well, as all great ideas start, it started in a bar.
And, perfect.
The director, Mike Cheslick, and I, it was actually after the Milwaukee Film Festival in 2018, after we premiered our first feature, Lake Michigan Monster. And we just
also
started
very funny. Are also very great, great, great film. I mean, you guys are so creative with using the resources that you have to make a stylistically cool ass film. Super inventive that you guys are zagging when other people are zigging. You're doing the thing. It's very cool to see.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we just try to do whatever we can to kind of stand out from the crowd, even if that, you know, results in your movie looking like crap, which our movie does. It's purposely looks like this, you know, lo-fi style, but that kind of sets us apart from everyone else, which, you know, kind of works to our advantage. But I appreciate that about Lake Michigan Monster. Yeah, that was another movie that was like, you know, this movie looks like it cost $20, but that was a $20 well spent. Mike and I got this idea for Beavers. We just wanted to make this movie kind of like our childhood, like growing up in the wintertime in Wisconsin, like going sledding and doing snowball fights with friends. And we wanted to incorporate mascots because everyone around the world, it is a universal language that people in mascot costumes falling down is inherently funny. That's
true. That's not disputed. There's nobody in this age when you can believe anything. Nobody will dispute that.
Exactly. So we just wanted to incorporate mascots falling down with me getting hurt and sled chases, snowball fights. And it was going to be like a, you know, another smaller like movie like Lake Michigan Monster. But as we continued to write and brainstorm, it just grew and grew and grew into this giant action adventure monstrosity you see today.
Yeah. How do you write? Because for people who haven't seen it, thinking of something to compare it to, it's almost like watching cartoons as a kid, sort of that's kind of a way to maybe describe it, because it's largely is it technically a silent film? Because it's not, there's obviously soundtrack and there's some screams and some guttural stuff. But so I don't know where does it fit in the genre of film for people who aren't, I'm not like a film buff, but how would you put it into a genre if you would?
Yeah, we always just kind of describe it as a no dialogue movie.
No dialogue.
Yeah, because obviously, like you said, I mean, the soundtrack is incredible. And our sound designer, Bob Barrido, this is like his Sistine Chapel of sound design. So the sounds inform so much of the movie and are amazingly well done. But yeah, there's like barely any dialogue. So yeah, we just call it a no dialogue movie. And that was a challenge, you know. How do you got to show versus tell? You know, it's called a movie. It's not called a talkie. You know?
Yeah. And you do that. The acting that is done in there is incredible because it's such physical comedy that I, you know, it's the kind of thing that I think your average viewer will look at and maybe not see how hard it is to really make those even the small choices. Like I remember at one point you guys had that log that, like, I think it was when you were making the fire, you know, and you can't find anything. So you find a log and then you ring out the log, you know, like, so, but getting that prop in particular, a giant log that you can, that's like a sponge. Like where are you even getting these? Did your dad do that one too?
You know, my dad made a lot of props, but he didn't make that one. And let me tell you, Charlie, it's amazing. If you go on this little place called eBay or Amazon or Etsy, you can find all sorts of crap. And I assure you that lots of the things that we bought for Beavers, I can't possibly imagine anyone else buying. Like you said, there was this log pillow that we used for a gag. And yeah, I just typed it on like eBay. Log pillow. And someone makes it, you know, same thing with Etsy. Like, oh, we need little wooden fish, you know, or whatever. Oh, someone makes them. For some reason, someone makes artisanal wooden little fish. So it was like a lot of that kind of stuff. And if we couldn't find it, we would just get my dad to chip in, or I would get my buddy Eric West or my buddy Maurice Gross and throw him some beer. And next thing you know, they make a semi decent looking prop.
Can I also just say that it's not lost on me that prop on your head, you at one point chose to put in a suitcase and fly internationally. That is what stayed in. Did you check a bag especially for that?
Yeah, not only the hat, but we got a couple costumes too.
You got that down there. That is awesome.
Yeah, so, we got the horse down here. We got the dog down here. We got this hat down here. Because, you know, we're actually having our São Paulo premiere next month, too.
Okay, so. That makes more sense. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, no, I don't just carry these things with me without intention of having a screening.
I mean, look, I was not convinced of that until you just said that. I gotta tell you this much, shipping that, did like that hat, how do you even get that? How do you even move that? Box? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is I had to do a separate suitcase for the hat and the dog and the horse.
Those fit in a suitcase?
They all fit in one suitcase. Yeah. We've gotten pretty good at,
consolidating.
Consolidating, yeah, because, you know, whenever we would do screenings around the world, we would try to get as many Beaver Boys to these screenings, and when we would do the in-person screenings, we'd always try to have mascots there, and it was sort of like bringing the circus to town a little bit, where not only you had the screenings, but there'd be some antics that would happen, like during the Q&A, where the director Mike Cheslick and I would be doing the Q&A, and then all of a sudden, in the back of the theater, there's a couple of beavers, and then I'd have to go and wrestle them WWE style, you know. So we kind of wanted to, like I said, sort of like bring the circus to town, and it got to a point where people almost started looking forward more to what our antics were going to be at these screenings than the actual movie itself. So anything to try to promote the movie.
Yeah, seriously. So like, let's talk about the writing of this, because I mean, I'm writing is sort of my main thing, or has always been my main thing. But in watching this film, so much of the writing is in obviously the visual storytelling, but that still has to be written, and written very specifically, because you guys have callbacks and themes and all that sort of stuff. So how do you go about writing this?
I mean, honestly, it's a little bit of a blur, but yeah, it was just, again, the director, Mike Cheswick, and I, over the course of several months, just coming up with all these different gag ideas. And how these gags can build on top of one another in satisfying ways, and how you can make a kind of a one-off gag or a one-off runner come back in a satisfying way later. So it was just a big puzzle of just how are we going to arrange this in such a way that it's going to make sense and be satisfying, and there won't be any loose ends. And, you know, you come up with 1,000 gags and you go with like the best, like, I don't know, 100 or less or whatever, and again, you just try to connect them all in a satisfying way. And we just drew on little note cards, on little index cards, and placed them on a kitchen table, and then we would just kind of rearrange all these index cards and in such a way that they would all connect to one another. And then at 5 o'clock we'd break, and we'd, you know, break out the Tangeray and watch Kung Fu for 6 hours. So it's a little bit of a blur as to how we exactly got this done. But all I can say is it took a while.
Okay.
It was a big old puzzle. It was a big 1,000-piece puzzle.
Who were the influences? I mean, you even bring in Kung Fu. What were the movies that influenced this movie?
I think some of the biggest influences, obviously, like silent film, like Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin. But then if you want to go more, you know, recent, you know, the movie is sort of like a half film, half video game. And we kind of wanted to meld those two worlds. And so Mike always credits Super Mario Galaxy 2 as a huge reference.
Okay. All right.
And obviously, just like other role playing games in general, you know, like Legend of Zelda and Skyrim and stuff. But, you know, we were influenced by, like I said, like the action and how the action is staged, like in Jackie Chan movies from the 80s and early 90s, and like Evil Dead 2. And just like older cartoons, like older Popeye cartoons. Also, I mean, Mike has a whole Letterboxd like account where it's just all the inspirations for beavers, and there's like 50 movies on there. So, you know, it's a lot of old cinema, it's a lot of video game references, and it's just sort of, again, it's a lot of physical comedy, which I think Hollywood hasn't done in many, many years for no particular reason. I just think people kind of have forgotten how to do it, but there's always room for physical comedy. There always has been. And people always love those old silent films. And they say, oh, you know, those old silent films are so great. You know, it's really a shame they can't make movies like that anymore. And it's like, no, no, you can. You're just not, you know. And yeah. So we challenge ourselves to like, well, let's give it a whirl, you know. So,
yeah. Well, props to you guys on that. And it's went really well. I mean, I want to get to the shooting of it in a second, but how many awards you guys racked up, a bunch of like awards, and film, can you just rattle off some of those for people who don't know? It was in like a bunch of different festivals. Obviously, yeah. You got this going on here. I mean, it was very well received, and just so unique. So I think like you really demonstrated that the audience can exist for this kind of comedy.
Oh, totally. And we weren't exactly sure how people were going to take it. And it did take a while for, the cat knocked down some stuff.
Cats will do that, man.
Cats will do that. You know, I just, he's drunk. It took a little bit of convincing people at first to go see this movie. Because again, it's a black and white movie. There's no dialogue. It's like an hour and 45 minutes. There's no stars in it, you know. So it took a little bit of convincing. But once film festivals started to take it, then it exploded. I mean, April 2023, I think we were in, just in April alone, we were in like 18 film festivals. So we were like trying to like split up and get Beaver Boys everywhere, you know. So the movie's played at like over 70 film festivals worldwide in, you know, the 2 years or so that it's been on the festival circuit. It's got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a 4.2 on Letterboxd, which is the second highest rated movie of this year behind Dune.
Wow, dude. That, yeah. I mean, that is, you have the ear of the, or the eye of the, you know, the film rating elite right there, which is, that's incredible.
And as far as awards, it's hard to keep track. We've gotten like dozens of awards, and we've had such a blast going to all these different festivals, like around America and then like overseas too. People, like I said, like it doesn't matter what your background is. It's just like people like physical comedy. I don't know. People like seeing me get hurt and fall down, and they like to see beavers getting torn apart.
Well, you're really good at it. I got to say that. And the other thing is it's so smart because there's no language barrier in it. So the international audience, I mean, it's the definition of universal in that way. What are the economics like of it? Like, you know, you watch this film, super well received, critically well received. Is it something that we could see more of, like, because I think it being well received is one thing, and then it, you know, you guys getting the financial return and the investment on the next one, or the next one, like what does that look like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going forward with the next one, and
that's great.
We're already starting to finance the next one, which is awesome. Because Beavers was such a small budget, we already have been able to make our investors money back and then some. And again, that, you know, the movie released to theaters in technically it released at the end of last January, so it's been in theaters now for months and months and months. It's made all its money back already. You know, the next movie will be a little bit bigger budget because, you know, the nice thing about Beavers was it was made at such a time in everyone's life where we could kind of afford to do things really cheap, and people could, and we sort of were cashing in a lot of favors and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But moving forward to the next movie, it's a bigger movie. But we still want to just kind of go from, you know, the next step up where it's like, you know, it's like Lake Michigan Monster. What's the next logical step up? Okay, hundreds of beavers. And the next logical step up is movie number three. We don't want to go from hundreds of beavers to, you know, a Marvel movie.
Right.
We just want to scale up accordingly. And like I said, that's already in the works right now. And because that was always a big thing for the director, Mike Cheslick, and I was, and our producing partners, SRH, was, you know, we wanted to make sure to make the investors money, because we like to think of these movies as like a small business. And I think that so many times in indie film, you get these people who they get their budget to make their movie, but they're only really interested in like making the movie and then, okay, now it's out on streaming or whatever. And we wanted to create like, hey, let's bring people back to theaters because this is the way the movie's supposed to be shown and experienced at theaters. And on top of that, if you do it in theaters first and you kind of self-distribute the movie yourself, you can end up making a lot more money. So we are very conscious of like, hey, let's make our investors money back and then they'll come back for the next movie. So,
right. Yeah, it's way more sustainable that way.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More about the Trump administration being temporarily blocked by the Supreme Court from deporting Venezuelans it says are criminal gang members. Trump border czar Tom Homan.
I believe we're removing public safety threats and terrorists, designated terrorists, to that prison in El Salvador.
Back from El Salvador, where he met one of those deportees, Senator Chris Van Hollen, Maryland Democrat, saying the Trump administration should have to show evidence as part of due process.
They should put up or shut up in court.
Both on ABC's This Week, a surprise appearance that visitors will always remember from today's Easter service at St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
Pope Francis, still recovering from pneumonia, delivering the traditional blessing. A slow-moving chain of thunderstorms has more than 30 million Americans on alert. Tornado reports in Nebraska and Iowa. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Playoffs. The Bucks essentially blown out by the Pacers in Indy. Game 1, the final 117-98. The Pacers were up by 24 points in the fourth quarter. After the game, Doc Rivers did not mince his words.
I thought our offense was awful. I thought our offense contributed as much to our defense as anything. We just didn't play the way we played during the stretch offensively. And I thought we had a lot of missed shots, which allowed them to have a lot of breakouts. We had our mistakes defensively, too. They're shooting 60%.
Game 2 is Tuesday night. Baseball. Brewers losing to the A's 3-1. Despite the loss, manager Pat Murphy asked if he thought right-hand pitcher Chad Patrick is gaining confidence as a starter.
I would think so. That's a good, really good lineup, and he pitched really, really well. He pitched out of a jam. Yeah, I thought he was spot on tonight. He pitched well enough to win.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. On our Easter Sunday, look for some showers in the afternoon with highs reaching the upper 50s. Gusty east winds will develop. For tonight, rain, even some thunderstorms around, and some of that rain will be locally heavy. Breezy as lows drop to the lower 40s. Right now, it's 48.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear
listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm Charlie Behrens. This is the Cripes Cast, and here's my conversation with Wisconsin filmmaker Ryland Tews.
What I think is cool is that you guys, you know, you did it all, and you did it with the props. Even you brought up your dad made them, and you shot it. You shot in northern Wisconsin, the UP, right? Or where exactly did you shoot?
Nimmo back at the track. Goal!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the track, wall gone. Sal Frelick gets into one to right center.
Track to the wall. Goodbye. Back-to-back games with a home run for Rhys Hoskins.
Today, the crew welcome the Athletics to Milwaukee and the beautiful American Family Field.
Malloy turns. He's a spectator. It is sailing. It is gone. Christian Yelich.
Third ball right back to Quintana. Fields it, throws to second for one. The turn to first is in time. Oh, what a job by Quintana.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On Easter Sunday in Milwaukee, it's the Brewers and the A's to wrap up this three-game series at American Family Field. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon. A happy Easter to you and yours. Always a special day for Milwaukee Brewers fans, thinking back, of course, to 1987 on Easter Sunday. The Brewers trying to win this series in this rubber match game between the Brewers and the A's. They will send Logan Henderson to the mound this afternoon for his Major League Baseball debut. He is the number 12 prospect in the Brewers organization. For the A's, they will counter with left-handed veteran Jeffrey Springs, who was a big move for the A's in the offseason to come over from Tampa Bay and try to help stabilize this A's rotation. Should be a good one here this afternoon. We'll talk to Josh when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field. The Brewers and A's, they've split the first two games of this series. Josh Maurer, it's been a very competitive series. Last night was a close one, but the A's pitched it extremely well against this Brewers lineup.
I think if you came into the weekend and said, all right, the first two games, this Athletics offense is only going to get a total of 6 runs, you would have felt very good about that. So the pitching by the Brewers, starting with Freddy Peralta on Friday, and last night continued by Chad Patrick. I think the pitching's done a really good job against a tough order. Problem was last night, yeah, Severino and then Mason Miller in the ninth inning were just that good for the Athletics to get them a series split to this point. This is a good A's team. This is not the team that's lost over 90 games the previous 3 years, I think. They're going to be competitive, and this would be a great series to win if the Brewers can pull out a victory here this afternoon.
Brewers have won every home series so far this year, so that's on the line here this afternoon. And to your point, Pat Murphy said yesterday on the pregame show, I've got the A's as a really good baseball team. Maybe not a team, and this is where I deviate from what Pat Murphy said, I don't know that he meant a team that's going to win the AL West, but a team that's going to be 500 or better and certainly put themselves in maybe a wild card conversation as you get into the second half of the season. I think that's very realistic for this A's team in terms of what we've seen so far here this weekend.
Well, I would look at what they've done on the road. It's interesting, you know, you're playing in Sacramento at a AAA ballpark for your home games now, and that's going to be a factor all season long. They have not played well at home this year. They're just 2-7. But they've been one of the best road teams in baseball, and if they win this today, they'll go 5-1 on this road trip.
Well, no Rob Deere in the lineup today, no Dale Swain, but it's still Easter Sunday in Milwaukee, and the fans will be thinking back to that historic day, one of the great days in Brewers regular season history that everybody goes back to when they think of their youth, for many of us when they think of Brewers baseball. Well, we will talk to the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return to American Family Field after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Sitco Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Oh, good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Sitco's money-saving Club Sitco app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. First of all, happy Easter. Some fun festivities for the kids out there. This is a great family organization. I think it speaks a lot to the culture in this clubhouse that
These guys get to have a chance to bring their kids around the game when they can and enjoy these special days with them.
You know, it's a long season, 6 months, and family's a huge part of it. And I think the organization, you're right, the organization does a great job of accenting how important family is and makes you want to be around here, you know. And we go to work, as we call it, but it can also be with family included. So, yeah, I'm very grateful that the Brewers choose to do it this way.
Yeah, had some fun games as well as the Easter egg hunt, and all the kids were having a great time out there, as well as the families. Murph, last night, Chad Patrick, another really good start for you. He goes six innings, gives up just the two runs. Kid keeps answering the call.
He certainly is. You know, when he's called into duty, didn't know if he'd be in the big leagues very long, and now he's establishing himself. It feels like Tobias Myers. You know, he's established himself as a guy that can hold a very good offensive team down, and he's had to pitch some big games against some good offensive teams. So I'm really pleased with the progress. You know, it's a silver lining in our injury-riddled pitching staff is to come up with these gems, along with Grant Anderson. You know, these are guys that wouldn't have gotten the chance probably had everybody been healthy. So really thankful.
For guys like this to have success early, how important is it for them to understand who they are and stick with that, obviously making tweaks and trying to adjust along the way, but have that foundation of knowing who they are and what got them there in the first place?
That's exactly it. And how to work in between starts and how to work, if you're a reliever, how to work every day and make sure you're up to the task. And, you know, that's the key. And now they have to learn the big leagues, and there will be some bumps in the road, but I'm really pleased with what Chad Patrick has done.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field, as the Brewers and A's wrap up this three-game series this afternoon on Easter Sunday. Logan Henderson making his big league debut for the Brewers, and it'll be left-hander Jeffrey Springs for the A's. Let's talk about Logan Henderson making his debut. His last couple of starts in AAA looked like they were really good ones.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got the potential. He's a pitcher, he's had great success, so he understands what this is about. But anytime a guy's making his debut, you're excited for him and his family. Hopefully he gets it. He's ready for it. I know that he was anxious at the end of spring training, wondering whether he was going to make the club with all the injuries. didn't make the club, so we went down to AAA and really did a nice job putting together start after start. So now he's going to get a chance today, and hopefully he's part of our future.
Murph, as you look at this A's team, throwing out Jeffrey Springs today, a guy that he's been around for a while. He's been at the Red Sox, of course, with the Rays most recently. What stands out to you about Springs? Brewers saw him a couple of years ago here in this ballpark when he was with the Rays.
We saw him a couple times in spring training. Yeah. You know, good stuff, no question about it. He's a pitcher, good fastball, good change, understands how to pitch. And it was a big acquisition for them. I mean, obviously, the A's are making a move, and you look at their lineup and you look at their starting rotation. Of course, the back end of the pen is really special. So they're trying to win, and they're a very, very good club, and Springs is a big part of it.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Lee.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Brewers and the Athletics. Easter Sunday at American Family Field, and a series rubber match is forthcoming. You're listening to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. If the Brewers can win, they'll get another winning homestand. Today's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. If you missed the news yesterday, it's good for Tobias Myers, and it's potentially very good for the Brewers starting rotation, because Tobias rejoined the team after his rehab assignment with Nashville, and he told the writers he expects to be activated in San Francisco this coming week. He said Thursday. And in fact, the game notes today confirm that he is the listed probable starting pitcher for the finale of that four-game series against the Giants. So Tobias Myers, of the seven starting pitchers on the Milwaukee injured list, looks like he's going to be the first of them to get activated. Fingers crossed. Let's move along to today's keys to the game. They're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer. You can check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, we got another Major League debut for the Brewers, and it's on the mound today. It'll be Logan Henderson. As Pat Murphy just discussed with Lane, you're going to have one of the top pitching prospects in the organization on the Major League mound for the first time. You always have to keep your emotions in check. And I think the biggest thing for Henderson is going to be attack with quality strikes. Some of the games that he pitched, even in the Cactus League this spring, he had some issues with bases on balls. So you're going to need Logan Henderson against a very patient Athletics lineup to throw strikes. Can't give him free passes and have some of the boppers have an opportunity to hit multi-run home runs off of Logan in his Major League debut. Can't wait to watch him out there. Speaking of prospects, we go down on the farm when we come back to the On Deck Show and tell you how Daz Cameron has made a great first impression on the Brewers organization. Minor League report next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Who's looking for a better deal? Well, Cousin Sub's $10 meal deals just got better.
Available online only. Order your 7.5-inch meal deal today and upgrade it with a large fountain beverage, large fry, regular shake, or regular Wisconsin cheese curds. Prices vary by item from $1 to $2 a piece. Make it better and make it your own way. Now that's a better deal. For further details or to order, go to CousinsSubs.com or on the mobile app. Cousins Subs, we believe in better. Available online at participating locations only. Offer subject to change without notice.
Get everything you need for your flooring project at Menards. MS International has a great selection of flooring to help you update your home. From beautiful ceramic tile to luxury vinyl plank and laminate floors that resemble real wood, get the floor of your dreams at Menards. Stop in today and check out all our flooring options and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
We welcome you back Easter Sunday at American Family Field and the On Deck Show built by Menards before the Brewers and the Athletics play the series rubber match. I'm Josh Maurer. It's time for our weekly look at the Brewers minor league system. It's our Down on the Farm report as we do each Sunday. Let's begin with AAA Nashville. The Sounds have won consecutive series, including one this week already against the White Sox AAA club in Charlotte. Saturday, they clinched the series win with a 10-4 victory and hit three home runs in the process. The big one came off the bat of outfielder and son of former Brewer Mike Cameron. It's Daz, who's had quite a first week with the Sounds since being acquired from Baltimore. Cameron had homered in his first two at-bats last Friday in his Sounds debut. Then he had a game-winning two-run double in the 10th inning Wednesday in Charlotte. Last night, he'd already let off the game with a two-bagger when he came up again in the second inning with the bases loaded. Here's what he did next, as called by the voice of the Sounds, Jeff Hemp.
Here's the pitch. And Cameron drives one. Deep left center field. Jankowski back looking up. Gone! Grand slam, Daz Cameron! And the Sounds have taken a 5-0 lead in Charlotte. Cameron's third home run in six games with the Sounds.
Outfielder Jared Oliva would hit a home run two batters later, his third of the week, as the Sounds cruised past the Charlotte Knights. Pitching-wise, Nashville ranks number one in bullpen ERA among all 30 AAA teams, with right-hander Craig Yoho leading the way. After two scoreless outings this week, he's yet to allow an earned run in seven appearances this season. Let's move to the AA level, where the Biloxi Shuckers have dropped three of the first five games of their series against Birmingham on the road this week. But one of those victories, a 4-1 Friday night affair, was highlighted by the return to the mound from Coleman Crow, a right-handed starting pitcher. It's a name to keep an eye on, Brewers fans. He was originally acquired in the Adrian Hauser-Tyrone Taylor deal from the Mets a couple of Decembers ago. But coming back from Tommy John surgery has been a long road for Crow, and here was the first man to come to the plate against him in his return to a starting mound on Friday night. Javik Blake has the call.
24 years old, delivers. Nishida swings and misses. Curveball in the dirt at 77. Miller blocks it up, fires to first, just in time. It gets Nishida. And the first batter Coleman Crow faces since April of 2023 is a strikeout.
Crow would eventually retire nine consecutive batters to begin the start with four strikeouts. In total, it was three scoreless innings for Crow with only one hit permitted in that 4-1 Shuckers win. And let's wrap up this Down on the Farm report with a look at the High A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who got a great start last night from Tyson Harden. In a 2-0 victory over Lansing, Harden, Milwaukee's 12th round pick last July out of Mississippi State, he tossed a gem. As we pick it up with the voice of the T-Rats, Chris Mehring, Harden was working into a sixth inning, and after going five scoreless, here's what he did to begin the sixth.
Harden, who has six strikeouts in five innings. Check swing, he went. Wood has to throw to first and gets the out there, and that is seven strikeouts for Tyson Harden.
Tyson Harden would record one more out yesterday in those 5 2/3 scoreless innings. He permitted only four hits and one walk. Young infield prospect Yadier Arenado is currently on a 10-game hitting streak, batting 342 in the stretch.
The T-Rats have Easter Sunday off and return to action Tuesday in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And that'll do it for this week's Down on the Farm Report. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, I'll get you the starting lineups for the Brewers and the A's in a rubber match. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.